Good afternoon, Audioboo. Dean Reed here. Coming to you live from the grounds of Bletchley Park. I'm just wandering around the path that goes around the edge of the lake in the grounds at the moment. You may be able to hear the fountain in the centre of the lake. So we arrived here around about 10 o'clock this morning, and it is now 3:15 in the afternoon. And we really have had a thoroughly enjoyable day. And I've learnt many, many things about the work that went on here and about the history of the people, the park itself, the buildings, the construction. And it's just been an amazing experience. I've got a few people to thank for introducing me to this place. The main gentleman is at MC Fontaine on Twitter and Audioboo, Mark Cotton. He's the audio wrangler of the excellent Bletchley Park podcast. And I've been following him on Audioboo for a while now. And it's been an excellent resource to find out more about Bletchley, because I must admit to my ignorance, I wasn't really aware of Bletchley Park and the work that happened here until I began listening to the excellent podcast created by Mark Cotton. So I'm on the croquet lawn now. I'm here with my partner Lisa. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
She's fine. She's reading the guidebook at the minute as we wander across the lawns. And the other gentleman that has done some excellent booze from here is the legendary at Documentally, Christian Payne. So for those of you who don't know, Bletchley Park was the home of the Codebreakers in World War II. And a lot of work was done here by some incredibly intelligent people to break the German codes in World War II. And it really is a beautiful place. The grounds, I can imagine it now. I've heard many stories today and in the podcast about the grounds being just the haven for the Codebreakers to get away from the really mind-bending work that they had to do on a day-to-day basis. And my girlfriend and I sat out here on the bank next to the lake eating our lunch. I can just imagine it, because it's been a beautiful day today. The sun has been shining and it was quite tranquil. It is Bank Holiday Monday today, the Easter bank holiday, and there are a lot of families here with young children, as you may well be able to hear in the background. And it's just been a really great visit. I was really pleased that we chose this weekend to visit as well, because there is the Living History project, shall we say, on at the minute at Bletchley Park. And that's basically a lot of live actors dressed in period costumes, walking the walk and talking the talk. I can see at the moment there's a gentleman dressed up as a soldier. I do believe he's a French soldier as well. And the man that took us on the tour, a gentleman, a very knowledgeable gentleman called, let me think about this, Trevor Bridges. He was saying that the guys dressed up in uniform were French soldiers, but they're talking English. So he mentioned on numerous occasions that they should have been talking French. Do not drop your gas mask. He's just shouting at his men now. So when this place was first started to be used by the government code and cipher organisation, MI6, sorry, you'll have to forgive the inaccuracies in my commentary because I'm still learning. But it was known as Station 10 or Station X. X being 10 in Roman numerals. So there was a listening station here, a radio transmitter. So from here, the the MI6 communicator bull or their secret agents dotted about the continent. And the reason why I've started talking about that now is because I'm looking up at Bletchley Mansion, Bletchley Hall, and there is the huge sequoia tree. And the radio mast was originally located in the top of the mansion itself, but for a moment, or for a while, sorry, it was located in this huge sequoia tree that I can see dominating my view at the moment. So I'll not go too much further into the history that I've learned today, because I would highly recommend that you pay a visit yourself, and obviously I don't want to deliver any inaccuracies. But it's a place that I've been wanting to visit for a number of years now. And like I say, very, very indebted to those two gentlemen, Mark Cotton and Christian Payne, at MC Fontaine and at Documentally on Twitter and Audioboo. If you'd like to find out more, you can search out the Bletchley Park podcast, and it has a wealth of information about this place and about the stories and the importance of this place in general. And I'll leave you with the fact that it was believed that the efforts here shortened the Second World War by 2 years, which saved millions of lives. So this is it, as I stroll out onto the centre of the croquet lawn by the side of the lake, looking up at Bletchley Park Manor House. I'll say goodbye for now, and I really will speak to you all again very soon. Okay, bye for now.